The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
When David woke, he was surprised to see old Boaz energized and waiting for the boy to wake. The old man couldn't see or make his feet tread where his mind said go, but he could recollect. And oh, how he did love to tell the tale of how the God of Israel turned famine into wedding feast and formed the greatest from the least and wakened love when it had died and brought a Moabitess bride into his life and made a field of barley barren once to yield such seed as he had never dreamed. He heard the boy awake and beamed, "Young man, my son tells me that you are David, Jesse's son." "That's true. And you're my great-grandpa. Last night I didn't know without my sight that it was you. Come here and let me touch your face. There is a debt to parentage that one can feel. My wrinkled fingers can reveal more memories of Ruth than both my eyes. Yes, there. A little growth and that will be her nose. And this, her cheek, where once I placed my kiss. Obed?" "Yes, father." "Take me and the boy down by the gleaning stand. You know the one." So Obed took his father in his arms. A look told David to make wide the door. He set him on the cart before the cottage plot, and then the three of them at dawn rode happily down to the gleaning stand. The face of Boaz beamed as if the place were like a home and he had been away for years. And Obed's grin burst into laughter once or twice as if he drove to paradise. It was a bright and lucid dawn, and both of these old men were drawn not just by this well-seasoned mare, but by a memory out there beyond the edge of Bethlehem, where bitter providence for them had been reversed and God had turned a famine into feast. It burned inside their hearts with hope, and as they rode the final slope down to the gleaning stand, the two of them, one blind and due in heaven 30 years ago, the other one with hair like snow, broke into song. "O barley field, O barley field, when you were bent with heads, I feasted on your ample yield and ate your simple breads. O barley field, O barley field, all scorched with desert breath, you starved the one I would have healed and stole my love in death. O barley field, a paradise in truth, you kept for me a better yield and brought to me my Ruth." "Great-grandpa, you made up that song. But tell me, who do you mean, the one you would have healed but lost in death?" The wagon wheeled down to the gleaning stand and stopped. The morning sun warmed all and topped the half-grown grain with tiny crowns of gold and wrapped the trees in gowns of yellow-green. "Yes, David, I will answer you. But first now, try to put yourself back 80 years. Your grandpa isn't born. Great fears grip all of Judah. Drought has left the barley field unsown, bereft of even root and stem. I am not quite 19 years of age. This spot, 1 year ago at 17, I married Mara." "Do you mean, great-grandpa, you were married once before?" "I was, for 14 months. 8 weeks before she died, again here at the gleaning stand, the men persuaded me to leave and go with them to Moab. I should show, they said, my bride more love and take her to a place where they have cake and wine. But when I told her of the plan, she said, 'Boaz, such love you know full well will not endear me to your soul. In this I hear the counsel of Elimelech, your uncle, and I will not trek to Moab in his godless train. It is not love to trade for grain, your God. I will not suck with these the breast of foreign deities. I'd rather starve beneath the wings of God than live with foreign kings. And so we stayed 8 weeks, and she was dead, too weak and thin to see the fever through. And as she died, she said, "Our God is on your side, Boaz, and do not doubt that this is best. I know there is more bliss in dying underneath the wings of God than living by the springs of Chemosh. Boaz, yes, I'm here. Boaz, I don't want you to fear. I had a priceless dream last night. I dreamed that God would show his might and take your bitter providence and by this famine here dispense for you a feast, a wedding feast, and make the greatest of the least and waken love when it has died and bring an unfamiliar bride into your life. And make this field of barley barren once to yield such seed as you have never dreamed. And that he will be born, esteemed in this our little town, so small among the clans, and God will call him out of ancient days to sway the nations with his rod. Don't say that you were wrong. This very hour, God makes the sin of man with power to serve your faithfulness. In 10 short years, you will be healed. And then, oh, Mara, what of you? My task is done. The Lord did only ask that I should serve to keep you here, lest out of mingled love and fear you flee to Moab and make void the mercy of your God. Employed for such a godlike work, your bride is now content to step aside." 10 years later, David, there, just over there, beside the stand, as fair as any in the world, stood Ruth. She rested in the gleaner's booth, 10 years to turn the mutiny of sin into the ecstasy of faith. I knew that it was she. I watched her, breathless, steadily. I still can see her tawny neck, the daughter of Elimelech. Do you see, David, why we sing? O barley field, a paradise in truth. You kept for me a better yield and brought to me my Ruth. I'd rather live beneath the wing of God or die there if I must than try to save my life by trust in my own plans. Oh, David, do you understand? Oh, son, how few there are who wait for God to act. How few who trust the solid pact that God has made, that he will work for those who wait for him, nor shirk one moment in a 10-year plan or more. Perhaps he wills to span 1,000 years before the space of time is full for him to place his king upon the throne. And when he does, it shall be known that here in Bethlehem we play a part. If you are not afraid, tonight, God willing, we will ride down here again, and I will guide you to the place I love the best, and sightless show you all the rest. And so, as we light candle 3 today, it's meant to help us see that waiting is a holy work of faith in God. Nor does there lurk beneath the timing of his ways some secret malice that displays itself in holding back the flow of future grace. God does not go from here to there by shortest routes. He makes a place for faith and doubts. nor does he hasten on his way, but comes when it is best. Today, or maybe 20 years from now, or more. With Boaz, we will bow to God and there embrace the truth. Some serve like Mara, some like Ruth.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.